Blog Talk Radio.
We just want to worship and magnify the true and living God on a day because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. He is worthy to give all of the glory. I am your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez, and this is the Miracle Network Church. We just want to lift God up on a day. Let us go to the throne of grace in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to worship you, magnify you, love you, bless you, give you honor and glory and splendor, Heavenly Father. We ask that you be a heavy bearer and a heavy load and sharer on the day, Heavenly Father. We ask that you move by your Spirit, God, and touch the people in a mighty way. We ask that you go to their situation, God. We invite you into the midst of the service on the day. We invite you, God, to go by your Spirit, God, and come and take complete control, Heavenly Father. We invite you in the midst of the service, in the midst of our situations, in the midst of our lives, and in the midst, in the middle of it all. We give you all the honor and glory. Hallelujah and amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about God on the day. I'm excited for what God is going to do for us in this season. I'm glad for what God is doing in your life. I'm glad that God never forgot about us. I'm so glad that we serve a God who says that he will always be there with us until the end of the earth. I want to put on your heart today Psalms, the 23rd chapter, and the 1st through the 6th verse. Psalm, the 23rd chapter, the 1st through the 6th verse. And then after that, I will be reading Psalms 59 and 1. Let us go to the Word of God. What does God have to say about it all? Amen. Psalms 23 and 1. You ready? Are you ready to go on a journey? Let's go. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Yes, Lord, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 59 and 1. To the chief musician, Al-Shith Macham of David, when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him. Deliver me from mine enemies, O God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. You know, God wants you to know on today that he is your shepherd, and you do not have to want for anything, because God says in his word that he will provide for you like he does the lilies of the valley. Now let's talk about the lilies of the valley. The lilies of the valley are flowers, hallelujah, God. They don't have to reproduce or do any work to reproduce because they reproduce on their own. Hallelujah. The wind carries the seeds. Amen. S-E-E-D. Move by your spirit, Holy Ghost. The wind carries the seeds, and the seeds plant the next fresh lily. And that's what God is saying on today. He's saying that I'm planting you into a new season. I'm planting you into your destiny. I'm planting you into your dreams and your hopes for tomorrow. Yes, God is ministering to you on today. And he's saying, just as he is your shepherd and you shall not want, the lilies of the valley do not have to want. And because the lilies of the valley do not have to want, they don't have to worry about reproduction. Hallelujah. For God is saying on a day that he's going to reproduce some things in your life that's going to be for his glory. So if you've been worrying about trying to figure out, trying to measure up, trying to equal out the circumstances that you've been standing up against, God is saying, don't worry, because you're in a season, oh, hallelujah, God of reproduction. You know, the scripture went on to say, it says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and God restoreth my soul. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside, oh, he leadeth us beside the still waters on a day. And if I could just take my time with you on a day, I feel God giving a message on a day. And he's saying to let my people know that even though the tidal and the waves that you're going through may seem to really knock you down and beat you up, God is saying you're yet walking beside still waters. Don't you know that there's still waters available in the side of the Spirit of God? For this is what God told the woman at the well. He said, if you drink of me, you shall never thirst anymore. If you drink of the water that I have for you, it'll be like a well flowing up into living waters. God wants to give you living waters on a day, like he did at the woman at the well. God told the woman at the well, he said, if you knew, if you knew who was asking you for a drink of water, you would have asked him for some, and he would have gave you living life. You know, God makes you to lie down in the green pastures. Green pastures are places where you don't have to worry about a thing. If you were next to a neighbor, go ahead and touch your neighbor. But if you're next to yourself, go ahead and tap yourself on the back and tell yourself, my green pastures are here. God is going to make me lie down in green pastures, and he's going to lead me by the still waters. You know, God restores the soul. There was a time even in my life where I was in a deep, rough place, a place that nobody else wants to go. Have you ever been in a place in your life where nobody seems to understand all you're going through? Have you ever been in a place in your life where you don't want nobody to know about it? Have you ever been in a place in your life where you felt as though you wanted to end it all, meaning that you just didn't want to live anymore? You just didn't want to wait to see another day. Somebody out there is going through some rough times on a day. But God sent me by your house to let you know. He sent me by to let you know on a day that he's a restorer of the soul. For God restored my soul. He restored my soul. And he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. See, this is why God has the world in his hands. This is why God has you in his hands, because he'll lead you down a path of righteousness. All for his name's sake. Somebody say that I'm saved, that God has rescued me, all for the sake of righteousness. See, we serve a God of the redeemed. And the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God will redeem you just to send you down
path of righteousness. I'm just to send you down the highway of righteousness. I'm all for his name's sake. And this is why you don't have to worry. Oh, I know you're going through on a day. I know you're going through some rough times. For I went through rough times myself. Somebody say foreclosure. Oh, somebody say no water. Somebody say lights turned out. Somebody say gas shut off. Oh, somebody say not enough to make ends meet. But oh, we serve a God that's a restorer of the soul. And God's going to give you all back that the enemy stole. Oh, so don't you worry about a thing. I'm just talking to you on a day. I'm just letting you know God sent me by to let you know that everything is going to be all right. And, oh, don't you worry about a thing. I'm going to restore to you all that the enemy took from you from the beginning to the end. And from the end to the beginning, from the bottom to the top, oh, from the top to the bottom. Oh, God's going to give back. Yes, in 2015, this is the year of the redeemed. This is the year, oh, the Bible says, those that diligently seek him. Oh, come on, somebody. He's a rewarder. Oh, it's reward time. This is why the psalmist said, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Well, let's talk about the shadows of death. Oh, the shadows of death are the things in your life that they seem to be shadows, but you can't seem to get through. Oh, a shadow is something that's dark. It's black all around. Things that you can't seem to get through. You just can't seem to make your way. You just can't seem. Oh, for struggles and trials and temptations. God is ministering to those on a day that need a little bit of help. God is ministering to those on a day that are going through some tough times. No unemployment. No employment. All your funds have been delayed. You know, a delay never means a denial. Oh, it means it's just the time that God can do something in your life. What does it say? It says, for righteousness' sake, for his name's sake, and they, though that you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God said to let my people know that you do not have to fear evil, for he is with you. You know, the rod and the staff, they comfort you. What is the rod on a day? Oh, come on and help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, God. You know, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost is your helper in a time of need. The Bible says, and I believe God is going to break down what the staff and the rod is, because he's a helper in a time of need. And I need the Holy Ghost to break down to you what the rod and the staff is. And thus saith the sound of the true and living God. Oh, Shakbarohai. God is saying on a day, the rod and the staff. Oh, the rod is what I use to lead and guide you. And the staff is what I use to pull you along the way. God says some can be led, but sometimes they need a pull. Oh, a leading and a pull. Oh, come on and help us, God. God says some can be led, but there comes a time in the believer's life where they need to be pulled. Pulled through some stuff. Pulled through some situations. Pulled up out of the miry clay. God says I use the rod and the staff to lead and pull my people. God said, don't you know, just like the children of Israel, when they were face up against the Red Sea, I led them, oh, by the way, with the rod, and I pulled them through the sea with the staff. But God is saying the staff is the side of the hook, or the hook of the shepherd's tool, is what God is using to pull us through. Oh, some of us are standing at the Red Sea. I see folks standing at the Red Sea, and they're not able to cross because some don't have a boat. Some don't have a flotation device. Oh, and some don't have a life vest. Yes, and I see folks standing by the edge of the Red Sea, but I see the Spirit of God, oh, the hand of the living. You know, God is showing on today that he parted the Red Sea for the Israelites. But some of us, he's taken underground. We're going through a tunnel to cross the sea. But you thought you were going to cross the sea by the parting of the Red Sea. But God said, I took you in a different direction. I made you a tunnel under the sea level so the enemy could not find you. Oh, come on, somebody. The devil don't have no new tricks. Oh, come on. Somebody, we see him at his game. Oh, we're gonna beat depression on today. Oh, it's the Spirit of the Lord. It's the Spirit of the Lord that destroys every yoke, that destroys every bondage. You have to see depression for what it really is. It's a trick of the enemy, designed to take out the men and women of God. But I prophesy over your life. That every weapon formed against you, it shall not be able to prosper. I prophesy over your life that every word comes into the obedience of Jesus Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, birth out the poor. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. They need to be led by still waters. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Prepare a table before the presence of their enemies. Anoint their head, oh, anointed with oil, oh, the holy oil, that ran down the beard of Aaron, oh, the holy oil, oh, the anointing, God is running down, God said to let you know, that he's running the oil down, the size of your issue, he's running the oil down, the size of your despair, he's running the oil down, on the side of your issues, he's running the oil down on the side of your tribulations. Oh, there are some people that are going through on a day. But God said, when you get through this trial, when you get through this test, he said, your cup is going to run over. He said, surely goodness and mercy are going to follow you all the days of your life. And you'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Old David had this testimony when Saul was up against him, when Saul watched him and killed him, desired to kill him, Saul watched David. He staked him out. The Bible said that he desired to kill him. He watched his house. But oh, hallelujah, David had this to say: deliver me from mine enemies, O God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. You know, Satan does not want to see you do the things of God. And if he can stand in the way, oh, my. But oh, how we serve a true and living God that's able to make all grace abound towards you. We serve a true and living God that's able to turn the tide. We serve a true and living God that's able to make grace abound towards you. I said we serve a true and living God that is able to keep you in the midst of your circumstance. We serve a true and living God that's able to keep you when others can't keep you. We serve a true and living God that can cure you from the enemy blues. Oh, yes, there are some of us out there with enemy blues. But God said, don't worry about it, for he's going to fix everything for his name's sake. Oh, sometimes we go through things in life, but we're at that Red Sea for a reason. We're standing at the Red Sea looking for God to cross us over. And God is crossing us under. And he's crossing us through. And he's pulling us out. And he's pulling us in. And he's making us to go by the way of green pastures and still waters. Why? For his name's sake. He told the psalmist said in this vernacular, the psalmist said, oh, Bashata, son of God. He said it like this: God leadeth me by the still waters, and he restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, the Bible declares that, hallelujah, God fears of the enemy. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And God sent me by your house to let you know on a day. I'm just talking to you on a day, just speaking the oracles of God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Speaking the oracles of God in the vernacular sense. To let you know that even though you're standing against trials and tribulations, even though you're standing against some things that seem as though they're your Red Sea and you can't seem to cross over, God is leading you by the wayside. For what the children of Israel did not know is that God had led them that way. Why? So that he could prove and show to them and the rest of the world that he is God. The scripture said, for God's name's sake, this is why you're going through the things you're going through. This is why you're challenged with the Red Sea that you've been challenged with. This is why God is going to deliver you. Oh, Bashatahanaya God, to show the people that he is a true and living God. To show the people that he is God on the earth. To show the people that he made the heavens and the earth. To show people that he is God and he's God alone and he stands off by himself. Allow the Lord to use your life. Use your life for his name's sake. Use your life for his purpose's sake. God promised that he'd never leave you nor forsake you. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Nervez. This is the Miracle Network Church. And do know that you're going through that thing for a reason. Know that you're going through it only for a season. And know that God leads you by the still waters. I will see you the next time. May the grace of God be with you. God bless you, and bye-bye.